St. Jean Corners from St. Francis, the Elegant Hill.
McKinnon, and two of my uncles, James and Benjamin Blair. The reason that that area, as well as most of the area here, was settled was to get the pine timber. There was a plentiful supply of pine timber in this area, as well as most areas of the state. And although I was not living when they cut the pine timber, I heard some talk about it. They moved the timber and hauled it to the river, floated it down in the spring, and it was huge square with broad axes. They told me that it floated cornerwise in the river and made a very beautiful sight floating down the river. But after the pine timber days, came the long log days, they call it, and I did spend quite a few winters in the lumber camp during the logging days of long lumber. That was a day when a man with a good pair of horses was looked up to as a very special member of the crew, you might say. And horses was the word that a lot of the talk centered around. And they had their own expressions, I think, that were probably unique.
Yeah.
Telling about how good a pair of horses were to haul it. They might say, well, I'll just tell you, that team that he has there can haul anything that has two ends. And then if one of the men didn't seem to be doing his exact share of the work, they might say, pull your own weight or get out of the harness. The rocks were cut and landed on the banks of the river and rolled in the spring. The log driving started. And of course, as is true of most of the areas with the streams in the state of Maine, they all have their own peculiar tales of the great logging days. The first memorial in Post Office Square in Bangor is dedicated to the river drivers. Bangor itself owes its origin to the logging days. And Allegash, the Allegash area, a logging area, and still is to this day. They still carry on the logging industry out there. Of course, they do most of the work without horses now. And they cut paper pulp, the trees they cut to put in the paper box. And they cut hardwood trees for furniture, mostly. And cedar logs for shingles, cedar shingles. Great names in river driving. The McCrones, the Jalbert, the Kelly, and the Jacksons. Some of these people still living today. They were white water men, so called. They could ride a log on rapid stream very easily. It was almost an art the way they could drive their logs and walk around on them. They used to say he was just like a knot on a log. That meant that he was exceptionally good. In those days in the logging camps on the drive. By different members of the crew. Of course, they had no TV, radio. They just made their own entertainment. They had storytellers. During the summer months in later years, the area became noted, as it is today, as a hunting and fishing area. A good many of the natives took up guiding as a means of livelihood. Today, because of the fact made accessible by logging roads that are gravel. Guiding as such is no longer a major work among the people out there. There's a few of them that still will do a little guiding. And guiding is still important on our lakes. But in the Allegash area itself, it's not as